Page three item?
Yeah, one consent item. This is an after-tax application. Again, we have conducted the public interest review for this. Found the project to be acceptable, but because it is a violation and based on your direction to staff, we sought to get an agreement from the applicant regarding a civil charge for the unauthorized work. So in this case, Douglas Clark requests after-the-fact authorization to retain a previously installed 194 linear foot riprap revetment along Brewers Creek, a tributary to Chuckatuck Creek, at his property located at 21311 Brewers Farm Lane in Carrollton in Isle-of-Wight County. In this case, the applicant has agreed to a triple permit fee and a triple permit fee of $75 and a civil charge of $1,000, which is the minimum civil charge amount in the commission's matrix. In this case, we discovered the project through review of aerial photography and saw a riprap revetment along the stream that we did not think there was any permit record of. That some research was done. No records were found. We notified the local wetland board. Most of this project is along the intertidal area and in wetlands on Mr. Clark's property. The wetland board went through their public interest review and issued their permit. And a few square feet of the toe of the revetment encroach over state submerged lands, and as a result, it required a permit from the commission. And as I said, Mr. Clark has agreed to the civil charge amount. In this case, Mr. Clark did all the work himself by hand. Quite an impressive project if you saw the pictures of all the stone he put out there by hand, and did not realize what permits were required. So we thought the minimum amount was appropriate in this situation, given the small encroachment and the amount of deviation from the permit requirements. So if you have any questions, I or members of my staff will see what we can to address those.
Mr. Plumlee?
Tony, this is a man. You have spoken with him and determined that he did not. This was an unintentional violation. Is that your assessment?
I did not. Our staff, Ben Stagg, dealt with him, and that was his, I think, assessment.
Okay. Any other questions? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Watkinson, is it largely due to the scope of this or the scale of the encroachment on state-owned bottom that this is coming before us on this basis rather than a page one? That is, you said just a few feet of the toe were in state-owned.
We found that the project we would have had recommended approval for had it been gone through the normal channels before construction. So from that perspective, it was okay, and it was not protested. And so we felt, and he, again, agreed to the civil charge.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Or motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Mr. Plumlee, seconded by Mr. Robbins. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Thank you.